Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
I want to talk about finding the things you love about where you live.
Ooh.
I thought about it at night because I realized, you know, we live in different cities. Travis is in Cincinnati and Amy and I are here in L.A.
Although we're technically in different cities in L.A., which is itself like 100 cities.
Yes, right.
L.A. is a bunch of different communities and neighborhoods that have different feelings and are very hard to get to due to traffic. But can we start with L.A. really quickly? Because I want to give the speech that I usually give to people starry-eyed at parties.
Yeah.
Is that in Los Angeles, everybody is here with a dream. Everybody comes from all over the world because they're pursuing something, because they want something. It's, you know, the traffic is bad and it can get hot and it's expensive and, you know, it can be isolating if you don't find your people, but everybody braves that. They come here knowing that they're going to have to deal with that because they want to pursue showbiz or music or the arts or you know, they have some dream and they come here to realize it. And it's really inspiring that almost everybody that you talk to is here braving that traffic and the smog and the heat and the high rent because they believe in it so much. And I love that drive, and that's something that speaks to me, that dreaming. And if you find your people that have that same dream as you, you'll be with them for life and you'll look out for each other and you'll raise each other up. And I have been fortunate enough to find that here in Los Angeles, people I love that I'm inspired by and that I get it to work and play with. It's the best feeling in the world. And I love where I live. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
That was one of my favorite things about living in LA, is be it completely superficial and fake or whatever, but when you have an idea for something, everyone that you tell it to, like, gets interested and excited about it. You know, they're looking for a chance to work on something, too, and they're hoping that it'll be something that benefits them, too. But everybody is, like, not everybody, but the overwhelming feeling of L.A. is that people are there to work, you know, and they're looking for opportunities, and they're on their grind, and they're ambitious. And
yeah.
And I love that.
And
Yeah, okay.
No, go on.
I feel like that's the thing is, you know, the perception of LA people is that they're shallow or that they, you know, only are looking out for themselves. And I mean, in some ways, it's true. Like, people are here to work. But that means that, you know, when your priority is you want to create art, when you get together with friends and one of you has a conflict, like somebody's like, I'm sorry, I got a gig. The other person's like, oh, well, that's great, because that's what we're here to do. And I love you and I support you. And I mean, that's what it feels like with my friends. That could be vastly different for other people's. Your experiences may vary, but that's what it's been like. And yeah, finding other people with that same drive to create art and to change the world through stories has been so affirming for me.
I wonder, and sorry to make this whole episode, I love LA, but I have had the experience of it that you have had, Erica. I mean, like, one of those people that I met that I get to travel with now is you, so that's not maybe a coincidence, but, like, it's been, since I moved out here, and it's also fun to hear this from someone who grew up here, because there are LA locals, and some of them, like, are just like, yeah, we didn't all come here chasing dreams, and it's just like, well, a lot of you who stayed did,
Yes, so, born and raised in LA.
But the folks that I have met are all people who came here because they want to make stuff or because they love something. And I've wondered a lot about whether, you know, part of it is just that, like, again, I want to account for, like, the experiences I'm not having are the ones I'm not having. There are probably a lot of jerks in this town that I've just been really lucky not to meet. There have been, you know, a couple of jerks that I have met, but, like, the version of LA that I've lived in, being in the nerd world, being making stuff in the digital spaces, has been a lot of people who just really want to combine love and art and make things and work hard and have something to show for it. And it's been interesting because it made me wonder at some point whether perceptions of Los Angeles have been shaped by, like, you know, a lot of the sort of greatest minds that have visited Los Angeles did so in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s when great art was being made here. But, like, there was a time where the conventional wisdom used to be that, like, people who wanted to think moved to L.A., moved to New York to do plays, and people who wanted to make money came to L.A. And, like, I don't know that that's really the case anymore. I know that, you know, a lot of people in L.A. are making a lot of money somewhere, I believe. But
yeah, I bet they're out there.
but I also, you know, our generation, not to put it in those terms, but, like, our generation grew up being like, where are people making the art that moves me the most? A lot of them are in TV. A lot of them are in movies, and they are in Los Angeles doing that stuff. So it's, you know, not that we don't all also love theater in these other forms, but I wonder about, like, LA, I think, is now attracting a lot of people whose first artistic dream star is out here. And I think that probably improves the, like, average culture of the people out here, because it is not just people who are like, I'm looking for my get rich quick ticket. And not that that was probably, there were always people in LA trying to make real art. But, like, when you think about, like, the wonderful satirical portraits of old Hollywood and Barton Fink and all of this stuff that yeah. tells, you know, basically somewhat true portraits of it. I don't know. Maybe that's all still the case, and it's just that we live in a nice little bubble. But it feels as if LA has so much real spirit to offer in that way. And I love it very much.
Cincinnati. Let me keep
that.
Now,
yeah.
I will say I do love Cincinnati very much. You know, it's things are just a little easier. When I lived in LA, I just felt a low level tension the whole time. And then when I moved back here, and you know, maybe it was all perceived, I don't know, but when I moved back here, I found a city that was simultaneously more relaxed, but also working really hard. Like, Cincinnati has had a period over the last 20 years, and, you know, sometimes it tips over into gentrification, which is a whole nother thing, but of people trying to, like, invest back into the city they love and, like, build it back up and start new businesses and open new restaurants and, you know, build their houses here and move home and, you know, believe that the city is still worthwhile. And so there's been, like, a lot of growth in the city and a lot of real, there used to be, I like a city with, like, a personality, like a thing where they say, this is what we do. And Cincinnati used to have this huge, like, brewing community. And then, you know, Prohibition came about and, like, killed off a lot of that. And now it's coming back in a big way. There have been a bunch of new breweries in the last, like, 10 years that have opened here in Cincinnati that are doing incredibly well and are starting to get, like, national distribution and stuff. And it's just, and, like, Cincinnati used to be like a big, it's called Porkopolis, and it was a big pork town.
Ooh.
And we've had a lot of, like, resurgence in, like, both restaurants and also, like, butchery and, like, a focus on food and, like, artisanal stuff in a way that's, like, feels very, you know, like, personality and not just a city that you would find somewhere. I really love when people come to visit and I can say, like, here's all the new stuff, and here's also, like, a bar that was built in 1860 that still operates, and, you know, to have new stuff and old stuff and interesting stories. And that's another thing. Cincinnati has a ton of amazing history when it comes to, like, Prohibition and bootleggers and speakeasies and all that stuff. It's really awesome. And, like, it's just a really storied, interesting city.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
we should go.
Things
Erica,
are
let's go.
Green there.
You should. Come
oh yeah,
me.
I did. I got to go. You should go.
I'll bring you
yeah,
out.
It's green. It's green there.
It's beautiful.
It
I love this
wonderful.
City. Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.